This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Liberals are now all Kanye West to shut up after his comments about the president. Here's Congressman Maxine Waters, no relation, quote, sometimes Kanye West talks out of turn, and perhaps sometimes he needs some assistance in helping him to formulate some of his thoughts. We don't think that he actually means to do harm, but we're sure he really understands the impact of what he's saying. Not sure. I think maybe he should think twice about politics and maybe not have so much to say.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We are not going to rehash the Kanye stuff because let me explain something to you folks. It is now soaked into the DNA of America for a bit of time. That's right. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. Well, welcome. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That is a perfect example. He talked out of turn. That's old black people talk of shut up, young man. Yeah, the very same people who want to see youth rise say, shut up, young man. And then she says, he needs help. He's disturbed. Let's get him some help. She can't outright attack him. He's an Uncle Tom. He's a step infected. He's a, you know, they can't do that. But they try to come close. But let me tell you, it's impacting. It's having a serious impact on the left. They don't know how to behave right now. They are scared. And they have every reason to be. Because I'm on the case. And so are you. And people are waking up. And let me tell you something, folks. If you do anything, if you listen to the messages that I've been talking about for 9 years on the radio, give or take, listen to this. You are important. That one little thing you say, that one little act of defiance, when somebody says you're a racist or you're a sexist or you're a this, and you say, shut up, clown. That one little act of defiance spreads. It's a ripple effect. It's like all of us doing the wave in a stadium. And you start to see it. And you're seeing the impact of that wave. Man, I'm so glad you guys are here. I talked earlier about Mueller and the Wall Street Journal saying the clock is ticking on Mueller. The clock is ticking on leftists. Remember this name, T.S. Ellis? No, I didn't say T.S. Eliot. I said T.S. Ellis. That is the judge who is ruling. They brought the case before the Manafort case before this judge, Judge T.S. Eliot. He's a U.S. District Court judge. The attorney for Mueller that's representing that witch hunt team is a guy named Michael Dreeben. And they got the transcripts of this. I've alluded to it now a couple times earlier in another broadcast, but they got the transcripts, and Ellis is grilling Dreeben over how this current case against Manafort has anything to do with Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, which, of course, is the scope of Mueller's investigation. Remember, I told you, oh, Mueller, he's indicted a bunch of Russians. Congratulations. He indicted some Scandinavian banker. Nothing to do with Trump. Oh, that's right. He's got Michael Flynn. That's got nothing to do with Trump. Then they got some low-level guy from the Trump. I mean, this guy is so unrelated to Trump. I mean, I'm a Trump. I mean, I'm closer to Trump than this dude was. And then they got him. They have absolutely nothing. They never will have anything. And this judge has finally put it out to the light. See, that's the difference. The judge has finally said, look, I've been watching this. Now you finally get a case before me. And you know what I see? I don't see anything involving Russian collusion on behalf of Donald Trump or anybody in his campaign. Let me tell you one other thing that's going on right now. Mike Flynn, who was almost going to go to federal prison over trumped up charges, is now endorsing candidates. General Flynn feels so confident. The man who put his house up in order to pay his legal bills is now making personal endorsements for candidates that he supports because he's now understanding exactly what happened in this country. I'm telling you, folks, railroading. That's what they called it. He got railroaded. And they tried to railroad one of America's most prominent citizens turned president, and Judge T.S. Eliot jumped in the middle. He, when he was asking Dreeben questions, they said, dude was dodging them like he was in the Matrix. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Scared to answer. Yeah, the judge says, what are you doing? He goes, are you really trying to put a case together that shows that there was Russian collusion? Or are you just looking for dirt on President Trump? Here's what he said, quote, you really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you that would reflect on Mr. Trump or lead to his prosecution or impeachment or whatever? That's what you're really interested in? He's asking this, is really, show me where. You want to know why he asked this question? Here's what's going to blow your mind. You ready? You ready for mind blown? Y'all ready? Y'all saw the notes. Yeah, y'all know. It says this. Ellis noted Mueller's case against Manafort doesn't even mention Russia. I'm saying, you're going to put a case before a judge, right?
And there's tons of Russian collusion, and we've got Russians here on Russia.
And then you put a case together. Manafort did this. He bought some oil. He did this and that, and then he brokered a deal. Oh, by the way, not at the time when he's even working for Donald Trump. And here's our case. And the judge is looking at Russia. Let me see. And there's no Russia. So, Ellis gave this team 2 weeks. Show the evidence you have that proves Manafort colluded with Russian individuals in the 2016 presidential election. If you can't, this case will get tossed. And you know what else is going to get tossed? Hillary Clinton's case is going to get tossed on his big white buttocks, Barack Obama on his brown bony buttocks, and the entire FBI is going to get tossed on its collective buttocks because there's nothing to this case. And let me tell you what happens then, babies. Come on now. Y'all pay attention to Big Daddy. The case about the fan. 2 weeks. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you heard it? You remember Adam Schiff was in the news for an entire month talking about more to come, more to come, more to come. I thought he had a child named Mordecai. More to come. Hey, Mordecai, get over here. Pick up daddy's shoes over there. More to come. The only thing where there's more to come is there's more to come in terms of the dirt. Because let me tell you, if you think this judge isn't astute enough to figure out that if there's nothing here, what were you doing for the last 2 years? Watch what happens soon. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Radio show.
You touch the whole world. I mean, all you have to say is Waffle House hero. Everybody knows who you are. Have you heard yet from President Trump?
At this time, I haven't heard anything, but that's not to say he didn't try to contact me or not. So mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything.
So he hasn't successfully contacted you. You know, but he gave a shout out to, you know, I don't know, gave a shout out to Kanye today. Mm-hmm. No shout out to you. How do you feel when the President of the United States misses an opportunity to hold up, you know, somebody who's trying to do good stuff like you?
I know he has a busy agenda, busy schedule. Maybe he just hasn't got around to me. Maybe my time is coming. It's not for me to judge really what he does. It's just, you know, I did what I did, and I didn't really do it for recognition. I did it just to save my life, honestly.
I just want you guys to understand the level to which the left is willing to stoop in order to make Donald Trump look bad. Think about that. Van Jones, so the president hasn't contacted you. The president hasn't contacted you. I mean, here's a man that's just done a selfless act. I mean, he admits, look, I was trying to save myself. And I'll be blunt. Put in the same situation, I'm jumping in there to get that AR-15 or whatever weapon that guy had to save myself. And the ancillary benefit is I'd save everybody else. You know, self-preservation. That's what, you know, you're programmed for that. And so here's this guy, instead of just interviewing him and asking him about this selfless act, It also had, you know, his self-preservation in it, but resulted in saving lots of lives. They have to make it political. And if, did he contact you? I would ask the Van Jones. If, I mean, not that you would know this, but I'm just saying, if it were me and I had saved all these lives, I would ask Van Jones. I'd say, you know, I find that to be an offensive question. And I'll tell you why. Because I doubt if you'd be asking me that same question in the manner in which you're asking if it had been Barack Obama. I doubt that you had anybody on who, because you would have pre-screened them. You would have made sure that the president, Barack Obama, had called somebody before you even had them on here. You know, I don't know what kind of research you guys are doing, but I think this is ridiculous. Now, he was classy. Don't misunderstand me. That answer was classy. You know, look, he's a busy man. I'm sure he'll get around to it, but that wasn't the reason why I did it. In fact, I wasn't looking for the accolades. I just wanted to save my life. What a classy answer. But I'm telling you, in me, if he'd asked me that, I'd have been like, see, Van, this is exactly why people can't stand CNN. They don't like these types of this type of environment that we're living in today, is because everybody wants to politicize it. There were so many great stories, so many good questions you could ask me, like, hey, James, have you met up with any of the people whose lives you saved? You know, things like that. No, you want to make a tragedy into something that's anti-Trump. What are you trying to say, Van Jones? Are you trying to say that the president of the United States is racist because he hasn't reached out to me? Yeah. I would venture to tell you, Van Jones, if I call the president's office right now, in fact, let's do it from here. You probably have producers that could get him on the phone. I would venture to tell you he would take my call right now. I don't know. Haven't met him. But I bet you he'd take my call because I think that's the kind of man that he is. You know, look, the reason why I bring this up, and of course it's old news, but it, in the sense of, it's not old news in terms of Van Jones's response to this or his baiting of this guy. And see, this is what I don't like about the left. This is exactly what we have to showcase about them. That's all they do. They look for things to be upset about. They can't just enjoy the idea that this young man did a heroic act and save people's lives and whatever else. I mean, there's so many good things to look at. So many human interest stories about these. You know, I mean, you know how they do these things. When somebody dies, they'll be like, they took the life away of this little girl. And they give you the profile of the little girl. And she was a ballerina and always grew up wanting to be, you know, Katarina Vitt, or I don't know who's a big ballerina, whatever. They give you all the profile when it's bad and tell you, so, but a gunman with an AR-15 wearing a Confederate flag and neo-Nazi swastikas on his eyeballs, he came over and killed her. That's what they do. Oh, by the way, she's a black girl. That's how they do it. They can't, you know, because they got to glamorize the tragedy. And there's nothing to glamorize here because this is a guy who did what hopefully most Americans would do. And that's the end of it. And I could go on. I could tell you story after story where they're looking for something bad. But you flip the circumstances and suddenly it disappears. Flip who the president is and you don't get that question. You get what I'm saying? Flip any part of the story and you don't get it. Let's say the guy was wearing a Confederate flag hat. James Shaw Jr. Let's say he was wearing a Confederate flag hat, black or otherwise. Would they be talking about him in this way? I'm just saying, that's the thing about looking at these stories, looking at what's happening and how the left frames things out. And you got to ask yourself, why do they do it? Why? Unhappy people. You know, why would you look for things to stir up controversy? I mean, in the very thing that they accuse us of all the time. Oh, these people, you know, they're dividers. What did they expect? I'm curious. What would they expect James Shaw Jr. to say? Well, you know, I expected President Trump to call, man, but he didn't call. You know, and that just goes to show the racism that's involved in all this. Which, by the way, I have to admit, very boring interview from Van Jones. They say his show is doing well, but it was a boring interview. And, you know, he's doing a panel discussion and, you know, so tell us what were your thoughts, you know? You know, I don't think these guys know how to reach into a story and look at it for its real merit. If I were interviewing this guy, I'm just telling you the questions I would go. First of all, set the scene up for what you're seeing and kind of give us an idea. Now, I didn't watch this program. Maybe Van Jones did it, but I would do that. I would say, set me the scene. So the guy's like, man, I was sitting there, you know, Kevin, and I was eating my waffles, and I see this guy, and all I did is I hear, ta-ta-ta-ta, I hear bullets. And, you know, I looked up, I could get a vent, you know, I had a good vantage point, blah, blah, blah. I went over, I grabbed the rifle. So we do that. I set the scene, and I play a Dr. Phil. When we come back, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the psychology of it, you know. And then I'd ask him, man, I know a lot of people are asking this question. Any thought process that went through it? Yeah, man, I just wanted to save my life. Understood. You know, then we talk through that. Then we come back, and I'd say something along the lines of, just like I asked you, just like I said a minute ago, I would ask, so have you talked to any of the people? Yeah, Kevin, you know, I had, you know, so-and-so reached out to me. Tell me about that. Tell me about that. Hey, let me ask you this, James. Did any thought go through your mind about, you know, demographics or anything? And I'm asking this question because I believe in America, we just care about doing the right thing. So did any thought process go through your mind about not helping certain people or whatever? I know I'm getting political, but that's what I do, baby. So, yeah, I would ask him. I'd say, tell me, you know, give me an idea of that. No, Kevin, I had no thoughts about, you know, white, black, or whatever. You just saving lives. Yeah. All right, folks. James Shaw, Jr. And that's how it ended.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George
George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is so good. Man, I love this story. Okay, MSNBC. They think they have a scoop. Wow. I'm going to play the clip in a second. Get that clip. You know which one. Yeah. So MSNBC thinks they have a scoop. So they're like, whoa, hold on a minute. Breaking. And then it turns out that they did not have the scoop. And this had to do with the Cohen and wiretapping and all that. And it's old news, but I promise you, the way we will discuss this today, this is hysterical. Listening to these guys and the exuberance of, well, hold on a minute. Wait, we've got it. You know, I mean, it really reminds me of like one of the Batman, because Robin was always over the top. Holy cow, Batman. You know, but when Robin did it, it seemed like at least there was something. The Joker had escaped, or, you know, some the Green Goblin was, no, it wasn't the Green Goblin. But anyway, it was one of those, you know, antagonists in the film had done something wrong, and he had to bring it to Batman's attention. It was like Lassie, you know, when she came and started looking at you like, oh, what is it, Lassie? His grandma fell him down the hole? You know, and you take off. And so that's the way it was. With the left, Nowhere close. The left will tell you all heck is going to break loose, and you're going, okay, well, any time, or, I mean, should I set an appointment for it? And nothing happens. Nothing happens. They've been talking about all the crap that's going to go, you know, we got them. This is it. And you're going, you got what? The tax cuts. It's going to be horrible. Okay. Whew, let's see. Wow, why is it going so good? North Korea, it'll be World War III if we don't look out. Oh, okay. Dealing with China, oh, if he puts in tariffs. You know what'll happen if he puts in tariffs. Historically, I'm going to guess nothing. You get what I'm saying? Go back and look at any of the policies. Donald Trump and the trade, you know, the travel ban. That travel order, it was the same one that Obama did. Well, that doesn't matter. This one's done by Trump. You know, build a wall. Oh, if they build a wall, it'll be Armageddon. If they did, you know, I'm just telling you, go back and look at any of the policies, look at any of the things, and you would think that, and for the record, at the lowest level, where people actually still have a little bit of common sense, I'm talking about the Democrats' base. They're going, you know, the trade policy was an Armageddon. Donald Trump and the economy seems to be doing pretty well, you know, with his lowering of taxes and then the tax cut, his getting rid of all the government legislation and stuff. We're starting to find jobs. Repealing Obamacare is actually making it better for us. We're getting more money back in our pockets, and we're able to, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel is not a train. We're actually going to get out of this tunnel. And they're going,
I don't get it. Well, they don't get it. Because, frankly, there's the Armageddon that's supposedly occurring isn't occurring. So anyway, I want to play this clip. Because this is MSNBC, yet again, with a new scoop. And then they have to retract. So here's the beginning where they found that, uh-oh, it's all bad news.
We are going to start off our show with some big breaking news, an NBC News exclusive investigation. We are learning that federal investigators wiretapped the phone lines of Michael Cohen, the president's longtime lawyer, weeks before last month's raid at Cohen's office, home, and hotel room. We begin with NBC's Tom Winter, NBC's Julia Ainsley, MSNBC legal analyst Danny Savalos, Stormy Daniels attorney Michael Avenatti, John Carlin, former assistant attorney general. John was also Robert Mueller's chief of staff at the FBI. I want to welcome all of you.
I want to stop it there for just a second to let you catch your breath on everybody who was brought in. God, how many people were on this panel? Including the moderator, there were 8 people on this breaking news panel at MSNBC, at NBC rather, and I think she said NBC. It's either MSNBC or NBC. Look, it's the same company, so does it really matter? I mean, I get it. It's a technicality. My producers go, who cares? Okay, fine. It's one of the lefty that ends in C, okay? NBC, MSNBC. And so, this is so big, they can't just have 2 people. She introduced, I believe it was 7 people. Now, I want to continue with this because now, I want to just, that's the setup. Now, because pretty soon we're going to bring in Chuck Todd, right? If I'm not mistaken, the second part of this is Chuck Todd. In fact, let's bring in the Chuck Todd piece now, but I want to set this up. So, Chuck Todd is now, this is a different day, or earlier in the day, later in the day, the same day, and Giuliani's now making the circuit, which I have to tell you, if Rudy doesn't figure things out, he's not going to be on Trump's team very long. He certainly won't be the spokesperson. But Chuck Todd's now about to interview Rudy Giuliani, but he's going, you know, I got to make a correction before we get to that. So here's the rest of that statement, or I should say a continuation in terms of what MSNBC or NBC had to say. I think it's NBC for Chuck Todd.
But before we get further into the Giuliani news, we have a correction via NBC News. Earlier today, NBC News reported that there was a wiretap on the phones of Michael Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal attorney, citing 2 separate sources with knowledge of the legal proceedings involving Cohen. But we've got a correction to that now. It's not a wiretap where they're listening into the phone calls, but something else specifically. Let me bring in my colleague Tom Winter here to explain. There's always a difference here when you hear the words wiretap and surveillance, and the level of detail of the surveillance. Sometimes it's monitoring when a phone call comes in. Sometimes it's overhearing. Explain what we reported and what we now know.
So, Chuck, based on information from 2 independent sources who have a long-term track record of credibility in providing accurate information to this news organization, they today, earlier today, based on that information, we reported that there was a wiretap on Michael Cohen's phone, meaning that they were able to listen into conversations from phone lines associated with Michael Cohen to any other person that he might have talked to. And in part of that reporting, we said one of those phone calls was between a phone line associated with Michael Cohen and the White House. Now 3 senior U.S. officials are telling us that this is it was not a wiretap. Instead, it was what is referred to as a pen register. In plain English, that means it's a log of phone calls that were made from a specific phone line or specific phone lines. And this.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I just want you to understand what happened there. We have NBC breaking news. There was a wiretap on Cohen's phone. They wiretapped his phone lines weeks before the raid. So in other words, let us justify the raid. They wiretapped phones at his office. They wiretapped phones at his home. They wiretapped phones at his hotel. Because let me tell you, to get a wiretap requires a judge to say, I suspect something's going on here, so let's wiretap it. And then they come back and they go, and I love the torturous explanation.
Well, you know, it's not really, technically, it's not a wiretap. It's a pen thing or, you know,
and they bring in the expert that explains how it all works. It was really a pin type of a tap. So what they did is they requested his records, his Cohen's phone records. Still got to get a judge to do it, but keep in mind, they've already drummed up this case against Trump and Cohen and collusion and all this, which, by the way, has nothing to do with Russia. And so they raid this man's office illegally and against attorney-client privilege. They have to rationalize it, and NBC says, we've got the reason, man. And then they go, oopsie. It was just records. And then if you listen to the guy, you know what he's telling you? The guy doing the explaining? He's telling you, hey, they did find out that Cohen has been making phone calls to Donald Trump. Dun, 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 dun. Bring in evil villain. You know, okay, let me just figure this out here. Trump's attorney and Donald Trump have been making phone calls to one another. That's rather suspicious. If you ask the average leftist, that a client would be talking to his attorney, a client this like Donald Trump, who has been sued multiple times, who has initiated lawsuits, who has more pending, not just bad litigation, but contracts and deeds and all titles and things that he has to do. I'm talking about prior to becoming president. How many phone calls do you think Donald Trump made to his attorney in a given month? Holy Toledo. I know he's got staffers and all this, but when your attorney is one of your, that's your consigliere, you know, that's the dude in the inside. But the bigger point of all of this is that MSNBC is forced to backtrack on a story that was supposed to be huge. Hey, welcome to Rachel Maddow's world. Well, the taxes, right? Donald Trump's taxes. We've got Donald Trump's taxes. And it turns out that he's paid millions and millions of dollars. And we thought that he hadn't paid anything. And now I've got to vamp for the next hour and try to figure out how to make my show interesting. But, you know what? I'll just talk very staccato like this, and hopefully you won't notice.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, Our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's hard to believe how hard America fought to win California. We had to go thump the Mexicans. Kit Carson led a group of troops. I don't know if you guys know the story. By the way, welcome. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Kit Carson probably was uniquely positioned to save the United States in terms of us getting California from Mexico. We fought for California. This is in the 1840s. And Kit Carson was told by his buddy, General Fremont, to go to D.C. and tell him that we had won California. And we hadn't. And so on his way there, he crossed the Sonoran Desert, was practically dead. And he ran into another set of troops who were going to California to fight. And Kit Carson was then told by another general, I can't recall his name, but that general says, no, Kit Carson, you're coming with us because California isn't won. We were told to go fight down, I think towards San Diego or something, but he says, or it was somewhere in California, and he says, we were told to go there because we're going to meet up with General Fremont's troops. Well, Kit Carson begrudgingly leads these guys back towards California, and they get into a battle with the Mexicans. They're outnumbered, and the Mexican army is, killing them, and they get pretty much entrenched. They get bogged down. So they then throw a Hail Mary. They say, I need, the general of that particular army says, I got to have somebody that can go and see if there are some Marines in San Diego who can help us, because we're going to lose this battle. Everybody's going to die here. We have no supplies. We have no water. Worst place to fight. Mexican army. By the way, they were suffering too, but, they just had more people. So Kit Carson volunteers, and he goes 35 miles by foot from where they were located to San Diego, runs into some Marines. The Marines send a couple hundred troops, and when they came back, the Mexicans scattered because it was the Marines. All right? What do you think they're going to do? They ain't going to fight Marines. So anyway, the Mexicans scatter, and we then both the troops, Fremont's troops from the north, and this particular army now armed with the Marines as well, they all converge on Los Angeles, and bada bing, bada boom, we win California from the Mexicans. We defeat them for this piece of land, which, by the way, is a lot of the consternation of the Hispanics today, who are mad because of what's they say because of this war. We stole their land. Ah, okay, fine. Well, we fought you, we won, and that's the end of it. And then, of course, there was treaties and various other things, but we now have the property. Long story short, we had to settle the land, and there weren't enough settlers in California territory. So lucky for California and lucky for the United States, the gold rush occurred, again, mid-1800s, and people were flocking to California. Now, I want you to think about the people who were going to California. These are people going there to get rich, to work the ground. And that's what they did. And then we settled probably, honestly, one of the most beautiful states in the Union, because it's so huge going from north to south that, it could be five states. And at one point, I think it was going to be five states. So that's where we are. Very different demographics when you come inland from California than the coastal cities, top to bottom. Even though top to bottom, when you get along the coastline, you get all the hippies and the beatniks, and the tree huggers who have settled it, and we are where we are today, which is California is now an armpit, ruled by a dude who's exactly one of those folks who probably had too many mushrooms in the 1960s. This would be Moonbeam, Jerry Brown. And so get this. This is workers in California who are desperately trying to clean up the state because a skyrocketing homeless population are facing grotesque conditions. Some workers even fear for their health after being faced with buckets of fecal matter and dirty needles. Now, I've been telling you guys, in San Francisco, they have they track the where people just take a dump in the streets. They do a fecal track. And you can see there's, I don't know who's doing this, but somebody that says, I'm going to report every time there's a dump that's being, somebody takes a dump somewhere or drops a needle. It's a crazy website, but the guy tracks all this nonsense that happens with the homeless. So anyway, it goes on to say this. In Democrats' paradise, such as California, you would think all the taxes and numerous regulations they'd be able to house some people. But as the taxes and regulations increase, so does the homeless rate, and state workers are tasked with cleaning up the mess caused by Democrats' policies are facing dire situations. The taxes will have to continue to rise in order to cover the cost of cleaning up shanty towns. Fox News reported this. The cost of cleaning up the state's numerous shanty towns is also hitting record highs, and that price tag is likely to keep rising as workers tasked with tossing the vagrant syringes, feces, used feminine hygiene products, and buckets of urine demand safer conditions. But that doesn't seem possible considering their job. The Golden State's homeless population of more than 130,000 is now about 25% of the nationwide total. And cleaning up after the surging group is getting costly, topping $10 million in 2016-2017. Now, in a state who is now the fifth largest country in the world if it stood on its own. It's tough to figure out how, you know, $10 million is a rounding error now for California. It's the fifth largest country if it stood by itself, which for the record, we in the United States would be okay with that. Go ahead. Let California secede. In fact, give it back to Mexico if you want, because it's already there. I mean, what they're describing is the squalor that I saw when I was when I had an office in Mexico City, Monterrey, and Guadalajara. You go to any one of those cities and go to the bad part of town, and it doesn't look like South Dallas. It doesn't look like Compton. It looks like third world, because it is. And that's where California's headed. Anyway, here's what they quote here. This is what Steve Crouch said in a complaint. It's the union's contention that Caltrans is not ensuring that all the members are being provided appropriate personal protective equipment, necessary training, necessary vaccinations, and proper compensation for the dangerous hazmat duties they are performing when cleaning up homeless encampments on state Caltrans property. So the California, Jerry Brown, all these different municipalities are telling these guys, yeah, go live over here. They backed themselves into their own corner, because what are you going to do? You can't, you know, tell people, we accept all illegals, we want all this other stuff, and then your citizens, 130,000, I don't know how many of these are citizens, but a bunch of them are, and you say, no, you got to go do something different. Where was I? I was in L.A. I was in L.A., and a buddy of mine who works in the film industry, he's a conservative hiding out, he says, hey, man, let's go get there's a famous hot dog place. So he picks me up and my hotel, and we go to this famous hot dog place. You'd know it, but it's iconic. Everybody's been there. All kinds of pictures of stars and what have you. So we get a hot dog, and then he says, hey, you got a few minutes? I'm like, sure, man, let's cruise. So we cruise along the way, and he's kind of showing me. I go to L.A. a lot, but I just stay in the hotel. I do my hit on Fox, and I'm in and out of there. So I said, sure, I got time. So we cruise along the way, and he's showing me, I don't know, Santa Monica Boulevard. Anyway, we're musical people, as you know. So we go next, like straight up towards a church, and there's about, I don't know, 10 people just sleeping on the patio of this church. We make the corner. There's a few more homeless people scattered about. And then we get back onto a main road because he was just dipsy doing. But just in the dipsy do, I saw, I don't know, 10, 12 people. So then that sparked the discussion. He goes, oh, man, you want to see the homeless? Yeah. So he veers off and we go to where the encampments kind of are. And it's just loaded. It's loaded. And it's not a bad, I mean, it's certainly not cold. It's a decent night. I get it. If you're going to be homeless where at least you don't have to, you know, freeze your nuggets off. So I understand it. But I'm just saying, he was like, oh, man, that's nothing. That's everywhere. Everywhere. Boom, pulls off. Here's a bunch. Ooh, holy cow, where did all these people come from? He's like, that's California, man. Then we zip back over, back onto the main roads. And if you didn't dipsy-do, you may not see them. I mean, I don't know if that's the case all the time, but without dipsy doing, I'm just looking at this glitzy, woo, look at that. Oh, there's a beautiful store, Bijan and Bijou and some other, you know, high price, overpriced coffee shop or something like that. But when you get off the beaten path, they're there, man, ready to greet you. So these workers, they face slippery, muddy conditions, riddled with sharp objects, needles, blah, 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 health concerns.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.